This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
I'm Mark Boulanger. It has been a year and a half since the Rana Plaza disaster in Bangladesh, where 1,200 garment workers, mostly women, died, and almost 2,500 were injured. After the accident, the government of Bangladesh and the brand companies which design and sell the clothes promised to improve the wages and working conditions of the country's 4 million garment workers. To find out if things have changed for the better, I talked to Chandan Kumar Day. Mr. Day is the organizing secretary of the Bangladesh Independent Garment Workers Union Federation. The federation operates under its acronym BIGUF. Mr. Day was part of a group of 8 migrant worker activists touring the United States. I began my conversation with Mr. Day by asking him if the new labor law, which was introduced by the government after the Rana Plaza disaster, was being helpful.
Actually, the new law has not brought any progress for the workers. In some cases, the new law has made things worse for the workers than the old law. For example, it is easier for owners to pass disciplinary action over workers and union leaders, as well as fire workers by bringing them under misconduct. BIGUF also feel that the new amendments cause more problems.
The government also promised to make it easier for garment workers to join unions. Has this happened? Are there now more unions in the garment sector? Are they able to bargain collectively with the employers?
The government has tried to make it easier to unionize in the RMG sector. As a result, in 2013 and 2014, more than 220 unions have formed. However, many unions face many problems, dismissal of leaders, threats by management, and in some cases, physical attacks on union leaders. They are not able to properly bargain yet because of the lack of recognition of unions from employers.
The Rana Plaza disaster also resulted in the creation of the Fire and Safety Accord. Is the accord being effectively implemented? Are the safety inspectors being successful?
They are doing a very good job to build a safe workplace regarding fire and building safety, to the point where out of 1,572 factories, the accord has been able to inspect 800 factories overall in this year. In fact, they found and shut down 16 factories, out of which 7 factories have already been repaired and reopened.
How can unions and their members around the world help garment workers in Bangladesh?
Unions and members can help by raising their voice regarding the issue affecting garment workers in Bangladesh, such as ensuring a safe workplace, improving job security, promoting trade union rights, encouraging collective bargaining, as well as promoting female leadership and gender equality.
Mr. Day was touring the United States as part of an 8-person delegation of migrant rights activists from Bangladesh, India, and the Maldives. The tour was organized by the Solidarity Center as an exchange program supported by the U.S. State Department. The focus of the tour was to discuss best practices related to safe migration and share ideas for raising awareness of the risks of migrating for work. The Solidarity Center was established by the largest labor federation in the United States, the AFL-CIO. Its goal is to help build effective and democratic unions around the world.